Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. With me today is my well-known because he is one of the best in the country, sidekicks, Mr. Johnny Lama Ridgway. Johnny, you with us today?
I am here. How are you doing today?
Very good. We're going to have some fun today, John. Fun because we're going to talk about something that I did not prepare you to speak to, and we're just going to go shoot from the hip on this thing. We're going to have some fun with it because I may just go crazy and rip everybody's head off and throw it on the ground and stomp on it over this next issue, but I want you to be involved as much as you can. Here's what we're going to talk about today. I've gotten over 50 emails since Monday about this topic. You've received at least 10 because I've been CC'd on them. I know that you have been. And the whole world right now wants to know, oh, my God, what is going to happen because of $60 a barrel oil? And then, of course, the next question is that going to go to $30 a barrel oil? And will that destroy the economy? Will that destroy the Texas economy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? What's going to happen? Oh, my gosh, what should I do? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just like everybody and their brother has just lost their mind. And for, in my mind, no reason at all. But we've got to be able to cover that for everybody because people can't think for themselves. They've been brainwashed out there by public opinion that the world ends when the price of oil goes down. And this just isn't the case. We may think it's the case, but it just isn't the case. So today, we've got to talk about why we as real estate investors don't really care that oil prices go down. So would you like to take this one? Because you were inundated with emails today also. Do you have a position yet? Have you picked your position yet?
Well, you know, it has been. There's been a lot of conversation in, you know, around the price of oil, in part because, you know, oil is such an integral part of the Houston economy, and where it used to absolutely dominate it. You know, there are other industries that have come in around that, but you know, we are still an oil town. Texas is still an oil state, and nationally, we are our economy is fueled by oil prices. And you know, the interesting thing that I see about this whole debate and is that while they have dropped down, while oil prices have dropped down. And several of the predictors that I have seen or and heard is that it's temporary. It's going to come back up. It's going to rebound. It's going to be in that, you know, $70 to $80 a barrel range. But what I find really interesting is the reaction to people, just like you said, is how many people are saying the sky is falling, even though nothing has happened yet. And you know, one of those emails that I saw was that, and so that started the whole conversation, was the, you know, are you seeing a weakening in the market as a result of oil prices? And the answer to that is no, we're not.
The answer is not only no, it's the answer is not only no, the answer is I sure wish there was. Wouldn't it be great if we had a recession again, John, and you and I could go back out knowing what we now know after 4 years of recession? If we had another shot at that, we would make 20 to 50 million bucks just between you and I. I guarantee you, if it were to happen again, we'd make that much money. We could have made that much money last time. We just didn't have enough wherewithal. We didn't have enough guts. We didn't have enough insight into the deal. But, boy, let's start with this. I hope there's a recession. I would wish for a recession. It'd be the greatest thing in the whole world. Now, we've got to explain to people why that is over the rest of this radio show today so they understand that. But let's go ahead and let's start with this piece right here. T-Bone Pickens was interviewed this week. What is oil going to do? And unlike I was hoping it would go down to $30 a barrel and we'd be able to have a recession and we'd make tons of money, whatever, T-Bone Pickens says, no way. Oil's got to go back up. It can't stay at $60 a barrel. It says that OPEC is going to have to cut its production, or at least Saudi Arabia is going to have to cut their production, because OPEC, it's not Saudi Arabia. It says Saudi Arabia can live with $60 a barrel oil for the next 10 years because of their amount of oil they have, to try to put us off. But Saudi Arabia is only one country in OPEC, and the rest of the countries cannot survive. Their economies are based on $100 a barrel oil. At 60, they're suffering. They stay at 60, it's going to kill them, and they're going to jump all over Saudi Arabia. Now, that's T-Bone Pickens, and I mean, I don't know who's the oil specialist in the world, but this dude's been around. He's 84 years old. He's lived through, you know, at least 10 different cycles, and he doesn't seem to think it's a problem going on into the future. So here it is. I'm saying, boy, I wish it would go down, and T-Bone is saying, no way, Dell, it ain't going to happen, isn't going to happen. Let's talk about Haseem Najji from Marcus & Millichap. Haseem, what is his report? Haseem says that what you have to understand is REITs are up 26% this year in 2014. 26%. He said, even if you cool that off by half, they're still up next year by 13%. If you cooled it off by a quarter, they're still up by 4 or 5%. And then he makes this point. Where can you make 5% on your money? Anywhere else on a cash flow basis. And REITs have to pay cash flow. Otherwise, they can't be considered REITs. Now, here's the deal. Haseem goes on and says, but wait, what you don't understand is 84% of all commercial real estate is not owned by REITs. 84% of all real estate deals are under $10 million a transaction are owned mostly by either rich individuals, partnerships, or syndications. That's where most of this stuff is. And that's where we're at, John. So 84% of real estate rocked last year. And if it cools down by half, we're still making more money than anybody in the stock market, any other sector of the stock market. And if it cools down by a quarter, we're still making more than any other cash flow vehicle out there. No, my friends, this stuff, this crybaby stuff that we're hearing, these emails I'm getting, John, they're driving me crazy. These are grown men and women that are sending us emails crying that Chicken Little, the sky is falling. And it's driving me crazy. So as we go into this, let's talk about this, John. What is really happening out there in the marketplace? How is this really affecting us and in the world? Let's take this angle, and then we'll come back from a break. Here's the next point I want to make to you. Interest rates are at all-time lows. Right now, housing interest rates dropped again last week. And now that they're back down around 4% again, and we were looking at ours the other day, we got something at 3.85, which is close to the bottom. And we're talking about 4% interest rates again. Yet, house refinances did not go up. New home purchases did not go up. What's happening to the market? The marketplace says we don't want a home anymore. We don't want to buy a house. Now, think about what that means. That means if I don't want to buy a house, it means I'm going to rent something, either a house or an apartment. They came back. Haseem also brought up the point that construction has not kept up with nor outpaced demand, and that we're able to fill everything up that they're building. But if all of a sudden oil goes down, John, let's think about this. If all of a sudden oil goes down, what is the first thing that happens? The big boys go, oh my God, we better put a brakes on any further construction. And if they put a brake on further construction, John, doesn't that benefit us? Think about that. What would happen if they stopped building right now when we don't even have enough supply for the demand right now? Just think about that as we go to a break, folks. When we come back, John and I are going to rip the Band-Aid off of this sore that has infected your thinking about life. No, my friends, it is not the end of the world. In fact, it may be the best. Our number here, if you'd like to get involved, is 877-655-6755. Let's hear your position about oil. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to getmymapnow.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Ask any of the members and mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, and they will tell you it's not how smart you are or how long and how hard you work. It's whether you have the right map to begin with. Will your current career path lead you to financial independence? Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to meet some of the members who are on the right map and on their way to financial freedom. Whether you're new to real estate investing or consider yourself a seasoned pro, Lifestyles Unlimited can take you to the next level. Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to take your first step.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC-32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Del Walmsley. And with me today is my famous sidekick, Mr. Johnny Lama Ridgway. So, Johnny, tell us what happens to our industry if all of a sudden the big boys get scared because oil prices drop and they decide to stop building more stuff in Texas market. What happens to us?
Well, the good news is that people have to have a place to live. And so as new construction slows down, if there is a fear in the market of that they're not going to be able to fill all of these brand new units, then that's less inventory on the shelf. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the people that are occupying these units or the people that already live in our apartments, they don't disappear. And so they, what it does is it a lot of times will solidify the occupancy that's out there. And if new construction does slow down, then there's going to be higher demand on the existing product.
And what will higher demand on the existing product do as far as rental rates?
Well, any time that you have increased demand for a product, then the price of that product, or in our case, the rental rates, will tend to move upward.
Now, if rental rates go up, John, right, that means more income coming in. But if oil is down, what is the cost of living going to happen if oil drops radically? What happens to the cost of living?
Well, if oil drops dramatically, the cost of living decreases because oil figures into so much of the goods and services that we purchase.
So if the cost of living goes down, can our tenants then afford to pay more rent?
They can, and because they have, because they're that pie that they have for their monthly income and how that pie is split. If their goods and services, such as groceries, gas for the car, things like that, decrease, then that does then open up other revenue, or their ability to spend more in rent.
So let's look at this thing holistically then. If that's the case, if oil crashes and the cost of living goes down, because maybe recessionary, but if nothing else, it's deflationary. So if we have a deflationary situation and the cost of existence for people goes down from $4 a gallon of gas to $2 a gallon of gas, whatever it could get down to, now people can afford to pay more rent, but they'll have to pay more rent because no one's building any more housing. And so there's going to be a demand for more housing, but there's no more housing to be had. So now the cycle is going to push it that direction. So let's go one step further. If our rents go up and our costs don't go up, right? Because if we have a deflationary situation, what happens to our taxes don't go up anymore, our insurance doesn't go up anymore, unless there's massive hurricanes or some kind of thing. But we haven't had any hurricanes this year. So if you look at this situation and go, if our costs remain relatively the same or are deflationary in any way, shape, or form, but our income continues to go up, our NOI, net operating income, has got to go up, which means what to the value of our property?
Means the value of our properties are going to increase during that time.
Now, we may not be able to sell during that time because there may be no demand to buy because of the very reason that they stop building, that the big boys say, oh, my gosh, I'm afraid to buy, because who would want to try to catch a falling knife? But last time this happened and the recession happened, John, you and I went out and grabbed a few falling knives and made tens of millions of dollars. So you see why I'm like so excited that, hey, I hope it does go down. It would be the greatest thing in the world for me.
Well, you know, that's a very good point, because as we, you know, as we talk and as, you know, as I mentor members and, you know, we look back on some of the deals that we bought in 2009, 2010, you know, those opportunities that were very abundant at that time. Now, some of those opportunities still exist today, but not nearly as much as they did back in those times. And as you said, you know, I remember you and I having a conversation in 2009 of thinking about to the previous recession and saying how many people were, oh my God, I'm not going to miss out this time around, and how you and I went through that time period and bought several deals in that down market, in that recessionary time. And here we are sitting today as we're coming back out of that saying, wow, I wish we would have done more. And so I'm with you on the, you know, we make money in good times, make even better money in bad times, and would love to see, you know, greater opportunities come around.
You know, the old saying, John, heads I win, tails you lose, I always win, it's good to be king, really applies here. We can't lose either direction. The market goes up, our property value goes up, our rents go up, our cash flow goes up, market values, the recession goes on. Our properties won't go up in value, although they won't lose value because the income's going to go up, the NOI is going to go up, but the cap rates are going to change. So they'll stay the same value or maybe even lose a little value in a recession. But we'll be able to go buy stuff 50 cents on the dollar and bring our average dollar cost averaging of properties down again and continue to lower it. Let's go with another one, John. What happens to interest rates if the oil, let's say the oil thing drops to $30 a barrel and there's all of a sudden this giant looming recession because of low oil? What happens to interest rates?
Well, they're going to stay where they're at, and I say that because they really cannot drop, or there's just not a lot of room for them to drop anymore. I think in the healthy economy that we've been in a growing economy, ideally the Fed would like to see interest rates at a higher rate than they are today. And so, if anything happens that would offset any recovery or, you know, to a recession, you know, they're not going to raise interest rates. They're going to keep interest rates low to keep the economy moving.
Now, take it one step further in your mind. What happens if there's a deep recession? Let's say there's a bubble, and now, boom, it blows up. There's a deep recession. What happens to interest rates?
I think, again, that they stay low. I think that what happens is you'll see a similar situation to what we saw in 2008, 2009 with a tightening of criteria. You know, one of the opportunities that presented itself back during that time period was there were just, you know, the properties for sale were still out there. The buyers were not there. And so people that were willing to buy at that time in that environment are the ones that wound up with properties that were now making significant amounts of money on.
Yeah. All right, looks like we're coming up to a break here, John. Our number here, if you'd like to get into this conversation, is 877-655-6755. And when we come back, John and I are going to discuss more topics that fall along this line here. So give us a call, and we'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com. That's getmymapnow.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, or even the cat. Need him to deliver the message? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a click away. Go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
We know you're out there hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life. At Lifestyles Unlimited, it's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Our number here is 877-655-6755. We're discussing possibilities of what could happen if oil were to tank, or if oil will tank or not. It's really a broad discussion around all topics. With me today is John Elama Ridgway. John, let's go back to what you were talking about before the break. You're saying, okay, when the recession hit last time and people couldn't buy, you and I could buy because we had deep pockets, okay? What's different now from then is that since then, many, many, many of our investors have become very strong owners, buyers, syndicators. And with the mega millions of dollars that are accumulated within the membership group of Lifestyles Unlimited, I don't think we'll be the only buyers next time, John. I think we stepped out there when everybody else was afraid, and they saw what we did. I think there's going to be just a ton of these guys following in our footsteps the next time something like this happens. And the last thing to think about is this, is that regardless of what the interest rates are, regardless of how hard it is to get any financing at all, we have the ability to pay cash. Our greatest deal that we did was an all-cash deal. So I don't see this being any kind of a problem at all. As you, as the consultant, do you think that we have a strong enough group of people and enough money now to attack if this were to happen?
Oh, I absolutely think that we have a strong enough group of people. And, you know, one of the great things about being involved with a group or a network like Lifestyles Unlimited is that we learn from each other. And so there is a large group of us that have, you know, that picked up properties during the recession. And to me, more importantly, we have a group of members that bought prior to the drop-off, you know, bought prior to 2008 and survived and flourished through that time period. So we know how to, to not only find these deals, have the confidence to move forward in doing them. You know, so many of our members have, survived that time period when a lot of other property owners threw in the towel.
Yeah, there's no doubt. In fact, if you think about my properties actually flourished. My ones that I bought a long time ago actually flourished through this situation. So, what do you got, a dog over there, John?
Yeah, somebody's ringing the doorbell, man.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Live radio. We got dogs barking in the background. This is good stuff. It's going to help our ratings, I'm sure. If you'd like to get into this conversation, 877-655-6755. I got another one for you, John. Here's an interesting little point of view. We've got people from many countries right now moving money into the United States to get into these deals because our rates of return are so much higher than anything else they can find anywhere else in the world, right? So we're talking about, what happens if OPEC keeps the oil prices down? According to T-Bone Pickens, it fries everybody except Arabia. In other words, other than the Arabs, everybody else in OPEC is going to get killed if oil stays at 60, let alone go to 30. If it goes to 30, those economies are dead. Well, what indication is this? Well, you realize I get people from all over the world contacting me on a regular basis nowadays because of the radio shows being in so many different cities. We've got a lot of Asians. We actually have a radio station in Hawaii that goes all the way to Japan, believe it or not. So I'm getting people calling me and emailing me about, hey, I want to move millions tens of millions of dollars from my country over there and getting one of these deals? Can that happen? And if so, who do I contact to find out how to do it? Can you help me? Whatever, right? Well, I got an interesting contact the other day, get this, from a gentleman from the UAE, which is United Arab Emirates. And what happened is the guy is saying, look, we're looking at bringing myself as a test case and then quite a few other investors and moving millions over there to do what you're doing. We'd like to maybe diversify into your situation. And we discussed the situation a little bit, and, you know, we talked about it. And ultimately, I'm going to read something into this that he didn't say to me specifically at all, but I just have to read this into it. If you're over there and you are building buildings in Dubai, you think about this. If you're building buildings in Dubai, Dubai has blown up over the last 10 years. Why would you now want to get out of Dubai and come to Houston, Texas? You got to think about that for a second. Why would you want to diversify out of United Arab Emirates? The many Emirates, one Dubai is one of them. There's others out there. If that was the place that you've been growing your finances and your capital and your business for years, why would you want to diversify out of there and come to Texas? And I have to just sort of guess that maybe that oil going down there is hurting them more there than it is going to hurt us here. And that's what T-Bone Pickens is saying. So I'm just reading into this thing that, one, number one, I don't think oil can go down and stay down. That's my gut feeling. And so this is really kind of a useless conversation, but it's one that everybody in the world wants us to have, so we're going to have it anyway. Two, if it did go down, to me it's the greatest thing in the world to have a recession. I'd love to see it happen. I'd love to see prices go down. I'd love to see outside buyers stop coming into Texas. It would be great if we were the only buyers, John. Just think about that. You as the consultant on these deals, if there was nobody competing against us, how much better would the deals be? They'd be incredible, wouldn't they?
Oh, they would be fantastic. It's a, you know, we talk frequently. You know, it only takes just, you know, one crazy Californian to, you know, ruin the market for everybody else that overpays for something. And, you know, that because they're not familiar with the local market. They're not familiar with how things are priced. You know, we've talked, you know, there's a huge difference between investing in Texas and investing in something like California. As well as there's, you know, big differences between investments and how they perform in, you know, Mexico, South America, the Middle East, Japan, or Europe. And so, you know, that local knowledge is so important to have. And we see tens of people coming in from all over the world coming in who want to invest in Texas. And they, you know, we have members from all over the world that are in, you know, that are investing in Texas.
Absolutely. Now, we've left out a whole other angle here, John. It's interesting. There's so many angles to this. I get a kick out of it. But here's another angle. One is Texas has known to have diversified, although you said earlier that it's still largely an oil state, but it has diversified. But here's a point that came up today in discussion amongst the group was, what about the businesses that actually do better because of cheap oil? Is there not a set of businesses out there, distribution for one, that does way better with cheaper oil?
Well, there is, you know, and it goes back to the, you know, the comment that you made earlier is do the products and services that we live on that are so dependent upon oil. And, you know, there is a grocery distributor, one of the largest in the country, that put their Houston facility in North Houston. And it was really interesting to talk with those guys because one of they did a computer model on the distance from their warehouse to the various grocery stores and food outlets and restaurants and things like that they service. And because so much of their distribution costs are geared to fuel costs. And so these guys ran these extensive models to purchase the real estate in the most efficient location as possible. And for these guys, it turned out to be in North Houston near Beltway 8 and Interstate 45 North. But again, you know, here's a, you know, a multi-million dollar company who's probably one of their largest expenses are fuel costs. And so if the fuel costs go down, it costs less to get the groceries there. And so there's just, you know, things are cheaper, as we said earlier. So just it really has an impact on some.
So here's where we're at in this discussion now. If you think about this, we've got about a minute and a half left in this segment. What are we actually saying, John? Are we saying oil prices going down doesn't hurt us? Oil prices going up doesn't hurt us? Economy going down doesn't hurt us? Economy going up doesn't hurt us? Are we really just saying that we're in a commodity business where people have to live somewhere, and until they build and overbuild the supply, our business is pretty solid? So we've got to go to a break now. And until then, we'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Walmsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com. That's getmymapnow.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Biz Talk Radio. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the last segment of Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Del Walmsley. With me also is Johnny Lama Ridgeway. John, I was just doing some math here during the break, and I was just reminiscing because I think it's so interesting. First of all, I'm very surprised we didn't get any naysayers or skies falling people to call us in this show. I thought for sure we'd have everybody and their brother that was screaming lunatic want to call up and say, oh, no, the world's going to end and oil is the end-all, be-all of everything. But I just was sitting here doing some math. You remember buying a property, John, during the recession? We bought one for $19 a door. 3 months later, we bought one for $13 a door. 3 months later, I think we bought one for $8 a door. 6 months later, we bought one for $8,000 a door. Take the one we bought for $8,000 a door, and we put $4,000 in it, and we owned it for $12,000 a door. You know, during the recession, we thought there's no way this property would ever come back to its original value. But its original value was such that the debt that was on it when it went into foreclosure when we bought it was $35,000 per door of debt. Now, that means if you got a 20% down loan, you know, an 80% loan with a 20% down payment to the appraised value, this thing had to be worth closer to $40,000 than not. Well, we discussed this 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and there was that reluctance to ever believe that real estate would come back up to that $40,000 a door. It's almost like, this stuff is gone. The world's ended. It's over. This stuff will never come back. You know, we're lucky if someday that this stuff would sell for $27,000 or $30,000 a door. A few months later, when another foreclosure, when we put three people out of business on the same street, they sold in the 20s right away. We bought in the 8s, they sold in the 20s, and then they put their $5,000 or $4,000 to rehab in. So they're in the mid-20s for values. But something very interesting happened. You sent out a deal the other day to our partners that was very, very interesting. And I'd like you to share it with the radio audience, what you sent to our members about a property just right around the corner from us the other day. Could you share that with us?
I got a call from a broker who we were, you know, just talking about state of the market. And they had listed a property that was just around the corner, less than a block away from our property that you said that we purchased at $8,000 per unit. And they currently have this property under contract to sell at over $40,000 a door.
Now think about this. I did a quick math. That's a $28,000 door increase in value on 320 doors. That's $8.96 million, or just roughly $9 million on, I think we had $4.2 million in it. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Is that about what we... So yes. It's a 200% gain on that property. Now, think about this, John. I had enough money. I could have wrote a check for the whole $4.2 million, but we let other people get into the deal. So let's say that we let each person get in for $400,000 each. They would have made $800,000. I mean, you got to look at that. 200% return. If you put in $100,000, you made $200,000. You'd now have $300,000. But you got to think about this. People work their entire lives, John, to save up a couple $100,000 in life. Rich people that I was vice president of Exxon. I've got $1 million in the bank, right? I'm a very wealthy person. And yet you could take that wealth because of this recession and do a 200% return. Now, what's crazy is we use no leverage on this particular deal. If we would have used leverage, it would have been a 400% return on investment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you think back now, you think about where we're at, John. You and I could walk over to the bank right now if this deal were to occur again, and we wouldn't have to pay cash. We would just simply go in there and go, well, give us a 50 cents on the dollar loan. We've got more than that in the bank here, so we're borrowing our own money. And we could have doubled our rate of return with a 50% leverage situation. They might even lent us as much as 60 or 65%, because I think that's what they were lending back then, isn't it? About 60, 65%?
It is.
So, I mean, we just did that one just out of instinct, you know? But if we would have thought it through, and now that we have thought it through, I mean, that's a massive, massive rate of return. So what I want people to understand out there is this, is that because you've lived a life, an entire life, where the world has beat you up and knocked you around and kicked you to the curb, you believe that oil goes down, you got money in the stock market crashes, oil stocks crash, and it happens instantly, and you're going to be sitting there watching your net worth go through the floor, and there's nothing you can do about it. You have an oil company job. They cut back, you lose your job, you lose your stock options, and you lose your net worth. Your 401k goes down in value, blah, blah, blah. Nobody's buying houses anymore, right? Nobody's buying houses anymore. So, you know, what do you do with your house? You got to make payments. You don't have a job. And all of a sudden, these people are living with this fear, John, this massive fear that the world could come to an end, and they're sending us emails. Do you understand that? These are grown men that have feared market changes their entire life. And that's why they're contacting us. I want this email, this once we get this radio show done today, I'm going to send this out to everybody, say this is mandatory listening, because guys, grow up. The world is not coming to an end. Stop emailing us about your crybaby position, that what happens if oil goes down, and embrace it, that it is going to help us, not hurt us, but that it probably won't happen anyway. It probably can't happen anyway. The world is in an upward spiral right now. Oil prices are down because America's got oil, Canada's got oil, South America's got oil, and OPEC can't artificially hold the value of oil high very much longer unless they cut how much they're going to produce. The problem is now, if they cut how much they're going to produce, we're just going to produce more. And so they don't have us under the gun. I actually think it's a great thing for the country, a great thing for us. And, John, I want to thank you for coming on today and letting me beat you around a little bit. For everybody out there, remember this. Don't fear the world. Put yourself in a position where you live. Heads I win, tails you lose. I always win. It's good to be king. And remember, we're doing it not just for money. We're doing this for the most incredible lifestyle you've ever seen.
Listening to the Del Monsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Monsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
BizTalk Radio.